Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Want 51 nuggets. I don't want 49 nuggets. I want 50 nuggets.
Got them from Chick-fil-A, though. Sweet.
I've never had Chick-fil-A's nuggets.
I never had Chick-fil-A nuggets.
There you go.
Well, now,
that says
now,
enough for me.
Yeah, now I got to try them.
They're not that good?
I got to think they're good. It's
gotta
chicken.
Be better than McDonald's.
I don't know. I'm getting a 50 piece. I'm going to McD's, bro.
Yeah?
I feel like I feel like I could crush 50 of those.
Yeah, it's 50? Like it's air
and sour sauce.
Hell yeah. So that magic number 50, right? So Giannis, epic. Just one of the greatest performances we've ever seen. I don't know if Juice will agree. But
we can talk about it.
and it's also 50 years since they last won the title, so that was kind of funny. 71 with Lou Alcindor. Was he Kareem? He wasn't Kareem yet, right?
I think he was Alcindor. Yeah,
he was Alcindor. Okay,
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou. But yeah, pretty. And guess what, guys? The Bucks not only won the finals, but they won the Super Bowl too.
What?
Yeah. didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay.
I
got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Ha ha.
Yeah. Sure. I'm not going to take credit for that. I saw that a few times on the Twitter, but
pretty
yeah,
pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, Giannis, we got to start with him. I mean, we could talk about a bunch of players in the Bucks. He's one of, I've always loved him. He's one of the most likable athletes, I think, out there, you know, in a league of just divas and just narcissists. And I don't know, he just seems so down to earth and stuck with his team. You know, he kept harping on it and joined a super team, yada, yada, yada. And obviously it could be argued that, you know, one of those super teams would easily beat them if they were fully healthy. I think we can all agree on that. But
yeah, definitely.
But otherwise, we were kind of ranking where the Bucks are in the league. I was saying around like fourth best. Juice, you were saying what?
I don't know. I could make an argument. I mean, I'd be defending myself heavily. I mean, you're probably more accurate with the fourth. I don't know. I could go as high as six with them. I don't know.
Whoa.
I know. It's just how really? I feel.
I mean, Brooklyn for sure.
Yeah.
That's more. That's one.
Yeah.
They were the best. And I'm talking about they're everybody healthy. Everybody full strength.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Full strength.
Brooklyn, definitely.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I guess you have to go with the Lakers, right? Defending champion.
Oh, yeah.
You have two of the top five players, obviously. But outside of that, who?
Clippers.
Are they really that much better than the Bucks? I don't think so.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably – I mean, we could go – Giannis, we obviously know where he is. He's a top five, top ten player, whatever. I think he's probably top five now. Chris Middleton really, I think, shot himself up there. That was another debate we were having.
Yeah.
Or I think Adam was arguing. Shouts to Adam on the Twitter. Is Chris Middleton a top 25 player? I think he proved in this series that he is. And I was kind of going through the list with you guys, and I thought he was right around that 25, but now I'd put him like, you know, around 20, I think. And
yeah, I mean there's so many good players in the NBA, but when you're dropping 40 points in a finals game, like
right
in a key pivotal game, like that elevates you a ton. Not many guys can do that.
Right. And Drew Holiday, man, what a two-way player he is. I mean, getting him, would they give up like 3 firsts for him? Who else was in that deal? Mirotić, right?
Yeah. It was a lot of picks. And it was worth it. No matter what happens the rest of his tenure at Milwaukee, he could average 2 points a game for the rest of his career there.
For real?
They won a title, so it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and he was unbelievable. I mean, he's not, you know, the best shooter or even offensive player, but he's big, he gets to the hole, and he is a hell of a defender. I mean, that play in game five was just incredible. Incredible. I was literally laying in bed, and I was like, oh, my God. Steals it from Booker, throws the oop to Giannis, and he a few times he cookied Booker, and Booker had no idea what to do.
No, that was I didn't really give him any chance of winning that game five. I was shocked when they went to Phoenix and won that game.
Yeah,
but they had to close it out last night, because if you go back to game seven, that would have been.
Right.
It's demoralizing. If you lose a game six at home, a clincher to go on the road, like, you're more than likely you're cooked. You're done.
Yeah. And you could just feel it. I thought it was no doubt about it that they, even when the, you know, Suns came back in game six there and tied it up and then took the lead. I don't know. It's just the Deer District and just the whole city of Milwaukee was just on fire. I was like, they're destined for this. I mean, they had the best record in the league in 2020. You know, they've been a good team. Again, you can argue they were KD's long foot. If KD was one shoe size smaller, then that's win game seven. You know, hits that three I don't know. It's tough to argue. Injuries are part of the game. You know,
Harden. As soon as it went 0-0-0, Adam sent the picture of Durant's foot on the line. it was perfectly timed. It was so good.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like it's extremely unlucky for, you know, the Lakers and Nets to have injuries to their top players. But to me, it doesn't diminish the Bucks title at all. Like, you know what I mean? In a few years, like, you're gonna be like, oh no, well, Kyrie was hurt or Harden was hurt. No, like they were the best team. Like, injuries are part of it. It's like it's a war of attrition. You got to stay healthy. That's part of being, you know, a championship team.
It's part of your job.
Yeah,
it's part of your job, you know? Right?
Hard, bad luck. It's part of your job, but it's part of it. So, you know, it sucks, but hey,
yeah,
the Bucks came through.
Yeah, Harden got fat. Kyrie, you know. This guy is just taking games off for, you know, using all his PTO time.
Paul, you're Giannis, right?
And Giannis, his leg snapped in half, and I thought, like, and he came back. So, like, they dealt with adversity also. Like, it's going to happen to everybody. It's how you adjust to it.
Right.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I told you guys last night, it reminded me of Game of Thrones, right? Because I'll be honest, I was not into this series at all. I had the game on every game in the background, but I wasn't dialed in like how I am in other years. Lack of superstar power. I think Giannis is a superstar for sure, but I don't know. I wasn't there for this finals, because to me, I feel like I was watching the sixth best team play the eighth best team to win the NBA championship.
Right.
Because there's so many injuries and things that happen. But
there was no villain. Normally, like us, like especially, we can root, like if the Nets were in it, we'd be hardcore rooting against them. There was no LeBron. There was no villain. There was no villain for us. There was no Trae Young. You know what I mean? Like, so we were kind of like, whatever. Like, of course, I think we all wanted Milwaukee. But we didn't have
a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the closest thing to a villain, maybe Chris Paul. But, you know, I have no hard feelings against Chris Paul.
So. But I kind of equate it to the buildup of this whole year because of COVID, and we didn't have fans in the arenas. It was like, you know, and all this player movement, and the Knicks were finally good. It felt like Game of Thrones, right? We just watched six amazing seasons or seven amazing seasons in one NBA season. And then when you get to the end, I felt like we were left with, Bran is the king. After all this, the Milwaukee Bucks are the champs instead of, because when you think about it, think of the potential, right? The finals should have been LeBron, Anthony Davis versus Kyrie, Harden, Durant.
Right.
And that was what it was should have been or potentially could have been, but we didn't get it.
Right. And but you know what? Again, I'm happy for Giannis especially. He was real emotional after the game, and he's come such a long way. He was a baby when he came into the league, and now he's a monster. I mean, Paul, you mentioned the injury. I totally forgot about that. I mean, we thought he was cooked, right, with that knee, and ends up coming back, and just at each game, I feel like he got better and better, stronger and stronger. I mean, he's literally Shaq that, like, plays on the perimeter. I mean, if he had any sort of jumper, his shot is still pretty ugly. But if he had any sort of jumper, oh my God. Like, that's
he'd be the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
He'd be unguardable. Unguardable.
Yeah. And
it was very interesting. Shaq had a tweet congratulating him as bringing, old school bully basketball back. I thought that was very interesting because, I get it. They both, like, muscle their way in. But two very different games. But yeah, when you get Giannis that close to the basket, he becomes like that. So makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, Juice, I feel you, like, because, like, I think the first few games I wasn't as into it either because the Bucks do kind of play like an ugly style of basketball. It is like kind of just like bully ball, and they're a really good defensive team. They're like a throwback team kind of, you know what I mean?
Right, and Chris Middleton reminds me of, we loved him, but the rest of the league didn't. He reminds me of Allen Houston.
Yep.
Yesterday when he spoke, that was the first time I heard him speak ever. Didn't know what he sounded like. It's just lackluster, I guess, superstardom.
Yeah.
But I agree 1,000% with Paul. He is. I mean, it's not the Bucks' fault, right? Injuries are part of the game. They just show up and have to win the games, and they did it. And Chris, I think Paul made the point that, if you're in an NBA Finals game or, say Eastern Conference Finals game, and you drop 40 points, you're a big dog, right? Like, Julius Randle's not doing that. There's a lot of players that aren't doing that. So props to Middleton.
Yeah, he impressed. And, I'm happy for Brooke Lopez, you know what I mean? Like, he's always been like, I've always liked him. Bobby Portis, holy shit. Quite the redemption for him. I mean, what did the Knicks do with him? They just shipped him out, right? And then he was talking about how he wasn't even on a team for a little bit. Like, no team wanted him.
Did they traded him, or did they just let him walk?
I forgot. What was it? What
happened? I think they let him walk.
Yeah. They just didn't want him. He had that one game at the Garden where they were chanting his name. And then they were chanting his name last night. Guy has more arenas chanting his name. It's unbelievable. But it was cool seeing him, get a chip. It was kind of a shame Giannis's brother, Thanasis, couldn't be there. I mean, how devastating is that for health
they
and safety?
Him, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even know he has an other brother on the Lakers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that till last night.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that family,
He never plays though, right?
No. And Thanasis, we've seen that experiment with the Knickies.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That guy, I'd put, if you, NFL linebacker,
right,
stopping that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole family's just built. But, it's cool. Will the Bucks be back next year? Yes, but so will the Nets. But you know what? I don't trust the Nets. I'd be scared for, like, Durant. Like, Durant was, like, surprisingly so healthy, definitely, like, during that playoff run. Are you going to get that again next year? Who knows? Harden definitely won't age well. I can see it now. Kyrie doesn't give a shit about basketball. Right. Like, I don't know, man. It's Bucks could be back next year.
I think the Eastern Conference is going to be better as a whole.
Yeah.
I think Toronto will be rebound. Miami, Boston. I think everyone's going to improve a little bit. The Knicks will be better. Indiana's going to be better for
Indiana,
sure.
Indiana healthy, yeah. Yeah. No one talks about that.
Be interesting what Washington does.
Right.
We
just saw the rumors.
They might be sellers, or maybe they'll try and get another guy to put around Westbrook and Beal. But it's going to be a good conference, I think.
Yeah. Well, you brought up a point. You know, earlier we saw the rumors. Was it Kuzma, Horton, Tucker?
Schroeder.
And Schroeder for Westbrook, the Lakers. Yeah. I kind of like that swap. I don't know how Westbrook and LeBron would fare together, but it'd be interesting. You know, Westbrook's a L.A. kid, so he'd be going back home.
I think they want, like, Westbrook, he can be a distributor, like a very good facilitator he wants to be.
Yeah.
Very, very good. And I think on that team, he'd be able to just let LeBron kind of chill with the ball handling a little bit and, you know, set up Davis and LeBron. And I like him in that fit in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be very intriguing.
And he's from, isn't he? He's from there too, right?
Yeah, he's an L.A. kid. Yeah. Yeah, he's from L.A., so it'd be a nice fit. And I think it's a good fit. I think it's good for the Wiz, you know? Kuzma, Horton Tucker is, I don't know, he's really good. And then Schroeder, I mean, he's good, you know, bucket getter, but he sucked in the playoffs.
Washington just has to get off of that contract, right? They were really dumb with giving Wall that deal, and the only way they could get off of it was get the equivalent back. So they just traded him for Westbrook. If they could just get off of Westbrook's deal, then maybe they could rebuild slowly, like how kind of similar to what the Knicks have been doing the last 2 years, right? Build through the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, for sure.
We'll see. Definitely. Now, what's the future? Obviously, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he struggled in the series. I think Giannis was just too much for him to handle. But he definitely like proved some people wrong these playoffs. I think he's going to be a player in this league. Devin Booker for sure. I mean, he got shut down a little bit, but he's awesome. But what goes on? And you know, they got good supporting guys, Bridges and Campaign.
Well,
what happens to Chris Paul, though? That's the big mystery.
Yeah. I think he'll be back. That's a lot of money to turn down, a ton of money.
Right.
Ayton definitely has to take that next step where he's not just, like, a very good – you know, he has to, like, be close to becoming a star for them to really get there. You know what I mean? He's very inconsistent still. He has to be that guy that he can, you know, feed the ball, and he's getting 20 and 10 every game. There were games like this series, he just disappeared for way too long. If you're 7 feet to move like that, you should not be disappearing like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we'll see what happens to him. I think Campaign, he's going to be gone. He's going to get a nice contract from somebody. But, they have a good core. And yeah. I like Monty Williams. He's a great coach. So.
Yeah, that was all class what he did after the game. He went and saw Giannis and... I don't know if he talked to the whole team or just to, I don't know who he was talking to.
Yeah, the whole team.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Have you ever seen that? That was great. You know, he's all class, man. So Suns, yeah, they're going to be here for a while. I think even if Chris Paul walks and goes to the Lakers or Knicks or God knows where, campaign probably stays.
I'm going to disagree with you.
You think they go back into,
I think for both teams, Milwaukee and Phoenix, this is one and done.
Wow. Okay.
This is an outlier year.
Okay.
I can definitely see that for sure.
I'm telling you right now, Milwaukee will not beat a healthy Brooklyn ever. The Knicks are getting better, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
So they're a fourth seed. Hopefully they can say they get better, but maintain that fourth seed if other teams are also improving, right? Philadelphia is going to get a haul for Ben Simmons.
Right.
They're going to improve. And I don't know. I'm not impressed by Milwaukee. I really am not. They were really fortunate with how the playoffs laid out for them. Miami Heat, they're not going to sit still either. As long as Pat Riley's there, they're going to make some moves.
They'll make moves, yeah.
And on the other side, the West is a beast, man. Like Denver's Michael Porter Jr., is a freak. That guy is only getting better if he gets healthy. him and Jokic. Who knows what they do with Jamal Murray, whether they keep him or move him. I like Denver a lot. Utah, if they can add some pieces, you know, they were right there.
Right.
I really believe that this year was an outlier year for both teams. Kudos to them. And I'm going to go out and say Chris Paul will never go back to the finals.
Okay. Hey, that can very well happen. I mean, Chris Paul, he was lucky how healthy he was these playoffs, because usually that's not the case. And, you know, you can argue, I guess, game, was it 3 or 4? One of those games, he was awful. I think it was game 4. Everyone's like, oh, he was hurt. Who knows if he was hurt, but...
Chris Paul's going to join Patrick Ewing, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Charles yep. Barkley. All these legends who just never got the title.
Yeah, Melo. I could see him and Melo joining either... Melo's
going to be a Laker.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Laker.
I think Chris Paul... 100%. I think that's what's really going to happen. Forget Westbrook. I think it's going to be... Chris Paul and Melo are going to go to the Lakers. And, you know, it's going to be like Malone and Gary Payton. And they're just going to, like, you know, go nowhere or some shit like that.
It's tough, though, because Chris Paul has to give up $44 million in that final year. Something disgusting like that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how do you turn that down?
He's not going to. Unless there's some under the table, LeBron's going to give him some business or something like that. But
or State Farm. Yeah, State Farm's going to pony up more money. You know, he's like the face of State Farm. Cliff Paul, whatever. Whatever it is. But, you know, another team you didn't even mention, Juice, is like the Warriors. Like, Klay's coming back, right? You know, the Warriors are going to be the Warriors again, right?
Yeah. I didn't even mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my pick to go to the finals next year.
Yeah. We totally forgot about them. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs. Well, they had that, you know, play-in game, whatever the hell, that they're bringing back, by the way. But, yeah. I mean, we seem to forget about them. Holy shit. You know,
they got to be healthy, though. They got to be healthy. I know Klay Thompson's dying to get back on the court, but if he's like too aggressive and just going too fast, man, it's gonna be rough. He's been out for 2 years, right?
2 years. That's crazy.
How old is Steph? 33, 34?
No, younger than that. No,
I believe he's 32 or 33.
Yeah, but he'll.
I feel like he just got into the league. I just looked it up. He's 33. So,
but he's like he's going to be like Brady, man. I really think he's going to play like definitely. Like he'll still be like a beast well until his like late. He just has that type of game, you know. Like I think he's
at his very worst. He'll be Ray Allen on the Heat, right? And Ray Allen, like he'll be 42 years old, still jacking up threes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they're still going to be good. You know, Clippers. Who knows what's happens with Kawhi, but yeah, I mean, we very well.
When is San Antonio ever going to be good again? I feel like it's been a long time.
Yeah, they might be. That might be it. Once Duncan left, and I don't know. No one even talks about them anymore.
Yeah, because they're also like, free agents never really want to go there. You know what I mean? They always have been so lucky. Not lucky. That's great scouting and drafting, but they've always. Ginobili, Duncan, Parker, you know, they had a great stretch there. That's not normal. So, I don't know. They feel like kind of stuck to me, and I feel like Popovich, maybe a year or two more, and he's out of there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I'm trying to think who else in the West will be really good. But yeah, I mean, there's a good 6 or 7 that are going to be really good. So we'll see. But not the best finals. That game 5 was amazing, I thought, but otherwise it was so we'll see. But I'm happy for Giannis, the Greek freak.
I was excited for it to end so I could start looking at these young prospects coming in the league next week.
So we have a very special guest on the pod. He makes an appearance, you know, once a year, and we'd like to welcome, you know, to the pod, the Paulistrator.
Yeah, how you doing?
He's back. He's gonna break down the draft. I know nothing. I mean, I know Cade, Boot Knight. You know, these are names I've been hearing, but we're not gonna bore everyone and go through the whole freaking first round. But give your top 5 favorite, not who you think is gonna be the top 5, who you think is like 1 through 5. who you think is going to be like the five best players like in this draft, like, you know, maybe surprise some people, or your favorite, whatever.
My favorite, obviously he's going to be the number one pick, but I love Cunningham. Just the way he plays, how unselfish. He's for sure going to be the number one pick. He's huge. I mean, he's going to be a 6'8 point guard.
Right.
Shoot. He's kind of like a bigger, reminds me of like Deron Williams, but with like 3 or 4 inches like taller. Who else? Mobley from USC, the big man.
Yeah.
Center, like, really? Do you think centers are going away though?
He's he's athletic. He's going to be able to shoot. He'll be stretched. He's like Ayton with a jumper, and he's a lot more athletic. I love him. Great defender.
Hold on. I just want to stop for a second. You know, it's funny. I think we got so in love with the three ball and point guards in the league. Think about it. The two MVP candidates this year, Joker and Embiid, both centers. You got like Kat. Yeah. You got AD. You know, Giannis is like a baby Shaq. I feel like big men are like back. No.
There's going to be a switch to it. There's going to be it always comes in different like waves. You know what I mean? It's going to revert back to. It won't be like the 90s, early 2000s type of big man.
Right.
Like at that level, with every team has one, but we're going to start to see more for sure, I think.
Yeah, like freaks who can shoot threes and stuff. But okay, so he's like an Ayton type, this Mobley guy?
Yeah, he's from USC. He was like a top, really top. Kind of like Jared Allen with a jump shot and like good moves. So if you picture that, that's a legit player. This guy's probably... I think Josh's favorite, Jalen Suggs.
Oh, I love him.
Gonzaga. Yeah.
Lethal shooter.
Yeah. He's just efficient, doesn't do anything wrong. I think he's going to go, I think, top five for sure. And I'm pissed how quickly this guy rose up in the past couple months. I've been talking about him for, like, since the middle of college basketball year, James Booknight from UConn.
The God.
Yeah.
Hoping he dropped to the Knicks, but I don't there's no way that's gonna happen.
I saw him in a mock draft go number 6. Which, you know, that you're telling me that he's skyrocketing, but I watched that UConn game where he scored 47 points and I said, this guy's top 10. This guy's amazing.
He's awesome. He's so good. So good. And last one. Davion Mitchell. Do you know where he's from?
Davion Mitchell. Not Cuse, right?
No.
Give us a hint.
Won the national championship.
Baylor.
Yeah, point guard from Baylor. He reminds me of Donovan Mitchell so much.
And they just happen to have the same last name?
Same name, yeah. They wore the same number in college, too, 45.
Is he going to go lottery?
Yeah, I think it like top 15-ish. So if the Knicks do trade up, I know they like him a lot. He'd be perfect. Great, like Thibodeau would absolutely love him.
Have you seen this guy? He was in the, what do they call it? I guess they call it the G League now, right?
Jalen Green.
Yeah, have you seen him?
He's gonna be top five, right?
I knew him from high school, like highlights, but I didn't watch any games, so I can't like really.
I don't know. From what I thought I read is he didn't play many games in the G League, but his first game, he threw up some big numbers, so everyone's hyped. He's projected to go number 2.
Yeah, he's going to go top 5 for sure. I know he's a big-time athlete. How big is he? I think he's like 6. He is like 6'5", 6'6", probably. But
he's a little eccentric. I saw some clips of him wearing some like neon tuxedos for some – I don't know if it was GQ or it was some magazine. But yeah. He's a little eccentric swag there.
But this draft is so deep. And that's why I know the Knicks are talking about moving up. But if you're not going to get a guy like Booknight, I would sit at 19 and 21 and 32, and you'll get 3 really good players.
Okay, so if you're going to get 3 really good players, you got to make room for 3 players. So are we going to get rid of Knox and Frank and all his dead weight now?
Probably.
You got to.
Yeah. You got to. But
you got to.
Do you think there's any scenario where they are trading all 3 picks or 19 and 21 for you know, to get into like the top five or top 10? Is that like, I haven't seen any rumor of that, but
the problem is like, it depends who are they targeting. If it's strictly for book night, then you really have to, like, how do you get, say you trade to number 9, what if he goes number 8? You know what I mean? Unless you have, a deal with the guy, like the pick is up and it's number 9, and then you make the trade with that team. Because if you're hoping for him to drop like one more, you know, from where you made the trade, and it doesn't get there by that one pick, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless there's multiple guys that you think are top 10 level, but I would keep all. I think this draft is like, with their picks in this draft, how deep it is perfect for them. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of options on what they can do. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going free agency? Are they trading? Are they focusing on the draft? Are they not focusing? You know, it's a lot up in the air with the offseason.
It seems like,
the Nickies.
It seems like with Leon, we don't know what's going on. Like, I feel like there always used to be a lot of like leaks with Perry.
Yeah.
Not Perry. I'm sorry. With Mills and like guys before. Like, there was always drama and leaks about, like, with Leon, it's quiet. Like, there's no drama. You know, they're just doing it like low key.
Yeah. I saw
is the way to do it.
I saw they're interested in Kelly Oubre Jr., which I'm not crazy crazy about that. But but where is the draft? Is it at the
Brooklyn?
It's at Brooklyn Barclays. Yeah, that's that now where they kind of do it. No Radio City. I'm pumped. I love Juice. I know you're like NFL drafts like your favorite thing. I love the NBA draft because it's all just like one night, you know, two rounds, over and done with, quick, boom.
I think my biggest beef with the NBA draft is, and it's getting better over the years, is I always thought, you know, in previous years, you get all the talent in the top, in the lottery, or not even the lottery, 10 picks. And then after that, there's not much to, you know, the players don't even make the team, or they're not that good. But it's changing. It's going deep now. I mean, we got Emmanuel Quickly at, 25? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Quickly, hopefully he goes for, you know, he keeps being rumored in a lot of these trades, you know, for Dame or whatever. I don't know. I love Quickly. I feel like, you know, he's a player that could, you know, go up a notch. I have no idea though. It's tough to say. I wish I knew a little bit. I mean, we still have a week. You know, I could do some research. I wish I knew more about these players. Maybe I'll just take the next week and kind of look into the ones you mentioned. And
we need shooting.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. I think we definitely need shooting. And it seems like there's a lot of shooting in this draft. Which is nice. Yeah, everyone wants a 3-and-D guy, right? Like, look at Mikal Bridges, who could have been a Nick. Didn't we pass on him? For Knox. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was starting in the finals. You know, like,
yep.
I mean, he's a solid player, you know? I would love him on the Knicks, but...
He's just a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, good player.
So, for the Knicks, these are the names you should want as a Knicks fan. Book night, not going to happen. Right. This is a miracle. Chris Duarte?
Yeah.
Duarte,
the Troy
Oregon.
Kid.
Oregon,
yeah.
Troy.
Yeah.
Redemption
right
High.
Right next to Tone.
Yeah. Yep.
I heard he had some bad workout stuff, so maybe he'll drop to us.
See, that's the thing with him is he's not going to have like these great measurables. It's like, you know, like some guys, they go to the combine and they don't impress. He was not a big recruit at all from high school, like at all. And you see when he's in the game, like he's just one of those guys. When he's in the game, he gets it done. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't really jump too high, but he knows how to play.
Yeah.
So I would have no problem with him. Cam Thomas from LSU. He's another guard.
Okay.
McBride from West Virginia. He's, I don't know if you know him, Javon Carter.
Yeah.
He was on Suns. Like, he's that type of defender, like a crazy on ball defender, but he can score. He's a really good shooter. So he'd be a perfect fit.
And
the best name ever, Ayo Dashamu.
Yeah. I love that. What's his deal?
Yeah. He's from Illinois, like a 6'5 point guard, shoot. He's kind of like he reminds me of Jamal Crawford.
Okay. So he's
like
a
that type
street
of style.
Baller.
Can break
you,
yeah, break you down, but he can shoot. So
okay.
Those guys. So if we get shooting,
I'm happy. And maybe like a big that can stretch in like the second round that can shoot a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't really have that big guy that can shoot.
No. I'm trying to think. We don't. We have all these throwback.
Like Julius plays the four, but like he's not like, you know, it's different. I want like a stretch five.
Yeah.
Or,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That would be pretty nice. Yeah. I don't know what they're gonna do. One thing we should talk about, which we haven't really, speaking of college players, is they're getting paid now. And
yeah,
it's like the wild, wild west. I mean, Buddy Boeheim, you see him getting all these deals. What was it, the Bama quarterback?
Oh my God. Yeah, almost $1 million, I think.
I mean, like,
he hasn't even played. He hasn't played yet.
That's wild. Where do you guys see this going?
It's just going to be an arms race. It's just going to be that. That's what it's going to be. These big factories and state schools, especially, yeah, are going to have. There's going to be some of these schools are just going to, they won't be able to compete, you know?
Right.
They won't be able to compete.
Right.
Those mid-majors are like the ones that don't have that money or the big time boosters. I mean, you're talking about Texas, like these guys, the oil money out there, the boosters, they don't know what to do with their money. They're just going to throw it at college kids. And it's good for the kids, but isn't that going to get like some resentment?
That was always my biggest argument with the paying college players is like, if you're the star player or not even maybe second, but yeah, like what about the guy, maybe not the guy at the end of the bench, but maybe there's a starter who's not going to go to the league. Who's like pissed about it. Like what the fuck? I want an endorsement, you know, like,
and what if you're the backup Bama quarterback? And obviously these guys like recruit. Bama probably has like three or four like big recruit quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
If this guy's getting paid $1 million, isn't it kind of like shit? Like we know he's going to be the starter now. Like the competition is over before it's begun. Kind of like, yep. They're like, it's like, oh, they're putting the money behind this guy. Well, what the hell? I have no shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Juice, what do you think about it?
My first thought is I want them to put back all of banners like in Michigan for the Fab Five, right? I want Reggie Bush to get his fucking Heisman back.
Amen.
And like, you know, Calipari, right? How many Final Fours did he get taken away? All these guys, like, it's so stupid. I don't know. NCAA's been profiting. You know, we can get into a whole political topic here about how all these colleges and universities are just, it's bank robbery. It's legalized bank robbery. That's what it is.
It is.
All this money. Yeah. But, listen, if these guys can make some money, I really am happy about the guys that now can walk on a team and kind of get some benefits. Maybe a couple of those kids, like, they don't have it, you know, financially. So maybe they can get some perks and maybe a little extra cash in their pocket to enjoy their college life and do all that. You know, it's good. The starting quarterback from Bama, yeah, he may make $1 million. Unless he goes pro, you know, hopefully that $1 million lasts him for a while until, you know, he has to get a real job and do all that stuff. But
right. It's
all fine. Bring me back my favorite video game back in the day was NCAA football. I used to love that game. Bring all that crap back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, right. There's no college sports games anymore, right? Oh, my God.
No.
I totally forgot about that. When did they take that away?
It's crazy, but you know what? Maybe now that they're doing this, the college game will get a little bit better. Meaning kids
are
going to stay in college.
Kids are going to stay.
Yeah.
Because I used to be really into NCAA tournament time and all that jazz, but last couple of years, it's been kind of, right, deflated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that even happened this year already. There was a bunch of kids that they thought were going pro. They came back, so it started already.
Yeah. Absolutely. It seems like Buddy Boeheim's gotten like a bunch of different. I feel like you're always sending.
Yeah, he has like three. He has a commercial now for cereal, sweatshirt, and he's been like the first guy to get like a few things like licensed like that. So, but it's good. Like him, he comes from money. Obviously, his dad's a coach. Like they're well off.
Yeah.
And he's donating it. He's donating it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
These are the types of things that weren't allowed by the NCAA. Like, you couldn't donate to charity. That was considered a violation. Like, just dumb-ass things. So now, you know, that money's going into, like, a good situation.
Yeah, and, like, these small markets, like Syracuse, which is, like, a small media market, right? But, like,
yeah,
now guys who play for these teams, they can, yeah, they can be, like, the face on commercials and billboards and
yep.
different shit and get some money out of it. So
those are the schools that are going to do well. The teams that don't have pro teams competing with them.
Right. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Like, a kid from Boston College, you know, all of Boston, they don't care about college sports there. They're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's the Alabamas, it's the Michigans, Penn State, Syracuse.
Oh,
they're gonna do really well.
Yeah, I mean,
LSU.
Bama is like a pro team. Right? Yes. So yeah, those kids are definitely gonna do very well. There.
Ohio State.
Oh, Ohio State. Yeah. Oh my yeah, big time. Columbus. So
Oregon, because it's Nike University. So
yeah.
I know a lot of kids have already gone there because of the Nike factor.
Right. Right. And then places like Boise State, you know, something in Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's kind of cool. And listen, I hope it, you know, brings more intrigue to the college game, both basketball and football, because growing up, especially basketball, man, I mean, you had guys staying 3-4 years, you know, it was awesome.
All the time.
Yeah. It was the best. Now it's like, I can't keep up. I mean, you're like a huge fan. But for a casual like me, I'm like, who? Who's it? Like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
So,
Tim Duncan stayed 4 years. Tim Duncan.
I know. I know. It's crazy to think about, you know, some of these guys. But they did it. But, yeah. So, what else? What else did we want to get into? Anything?
Saquon Barkley's calves.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
His legs are huge.
Yeah. So,
is he healthy? Is he healthy, though, Juice? What's going on? Is he going to play?
So the rumors I'm hearing is they're going to ease him into things. He's ready to go. He wants to play, but I don't know. It sounds like they're going to ease him into it, which, you know, listen, like, the guy seems like a good guy. I have a lot of mixed feelings. I always root for him. I'm never rooting against him, but it still burns me that we wasted a number two pick on a running back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. That's pretty brutal.
In the history of the game, right, what running back is worth the second overall pick?
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, that line was so good. I feel like any of us could have, you know. No.
And it was a different era back then. I think you could.
But, you know, it goes back to, you know, I get pissed. So now the NFL news is coming out, right? Training camps are opening up. They're doing OTAs, and you've seen everybody training. And they're starting to come out with these positional rankings, right? And I look at names like TJ Watt, Ryan Ramchick. They're saying now, last year? Yeah, 2020. Tristan Wirfs, who the Giants had in every mock, number four. All these guys are now, they're the best players at their position. And the Giants always had a chance to draft them, and they consistently draft the wrong guys. I love the Giants, and then I fucking hate the Giants at the same time. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Jets. I mean, welcome to our world.
And it's always the same teams that get them, right? It's your Steelers, it's your Ravens, it's all the same. The Seahawks get some guys, right? Like, it's the same organizations that they just manipulate the draft, they outsmart everybody else, and they get these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the main thing with the Giants, it's all going to be, what's Daniel Jones this year?
Yeah.
So yeah. Everybody's saying that, right? But if the line is okay, right? The receivers are right, but you have no running game because Saquon's hurt or he just doesn't perform, right? Then it's not really helping out him if we have no running game. You got to establish it.
He better perform if he's the freaking number two pick.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to go for a contract, right? What running back?
It's his last year, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I feel like he's barely played or something. I don't know.
I know.
I can't believe this is his last year.
He hasn't made any impact at all. Like,
really? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah,
he's had some great runs, a few great games, like highlight. He's a great kid, it seems like. No, he's a great kid, but they haven't won anything at all. They've been terrible.
Right.
So it's right. Like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. NFL is creeping up here. We, like you said, we're in training camps and OTAs and all that.
Can we talk about Mr. Rogers, host of Jeopardy?
Yeah. Of course, we got to talk about him.
I haven't watched it. Have you watched it with him or no?
Yeah, it was great. He actually, and I'm a Aaron Rodgers hater, but he did phenomenal.
I saw a clip.
He's very good.
I saw a clip. He seemed. I mean, he's a huge fan. He's a mega fan of it. But
he killed it.
Yeah. So what happened? I guess it was old news. I was talking to a colleague who big Packers fan. That he turned down that extension. I don't know why Shefty, he just tweeted about it like 2 days ago, but apparently that was old news that he turned that down. What was it, 2 year extension?
This drama has been going on for a long time, right? Yeah. So if you're the Packers, they wanted to make peace. They wanted to do right by him. So they offered him a 2 year deal that would make him the highest quarterback, the highest NFL player in the league, and then the highest NFL player in the history of the game.
Right.
Like that. 2 year deal, probably $100 million, if I had to guess, at least $100 million. And he turned it down. It's not about the money, I guess, with him. He's difficult. I will say that. He's, and the GM of the Packers said that. He hinted at in a press conference that he's like working with Aaron Rodgers. He's an interesting dude, very smart. It's not always easy. And then he said it was difficult.
Right.
He's a difficult guy. If you offer somebody $100 million, I'm just guessing, that's a fake number, but the highest in history, right? And he turns it down, what do you do?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, there's clearly something behind the scenes, or he just doesn't think the team's good enough and knows that, you know, I just want to win the money. You know, I'll get the money somewhere else. Who knows? Maybe Jeopardy's offering him more. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, like what exactly he's mad at? What, that they didn't put enough around him? Is that the thing?
It's two things. It's you didn't put enough weapons around him for him to succeed. And then last year they moved up in the draft to trade a quarterback when they've never moved up. They never move up ever. And why didn't they in the other years, or even in that year, why didn't you move up and get a weapon for him? But instead you move up to get his replacement. It's kind of, that's shitty.
Well,
I think that game too, the Buccaneers pissed them off. At the end of the game, I think when they didn't go for fourth down, I think that was like,
I think he had the field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he doesn't like that he doesn't have much say in the organization, and he feels like he is the organization. So,
yeah.
And I think the Packers, they're such a storied franchise. I mean, they have the most owners of any team, right? You know, like the whole town owns the team, the whole state. So I feel like they pride themselves in that, and they're like, oh, we're not one guy. One guy can't dictate things around here. And, you know, he's kind of a diva and wants to dictate certain things, but can't do it. Do you guys follow him on Twitter?
No, I'm surprised he has a Twitter. He has one?
Oh yeah. He's been tweeting a lot. So he's, I guess, part owner of the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks. And he's been tweeting a lot, and especially last night he was tweeting like crazy. But Juice, do you follow him on Twitter?
I feel like I follow him, but I don't pay attention to his tweets. I don't really.
Okay.
Well,
it's not a big deal. It's just kind of weird. I follow him. Every one of his tweets, he puts a hashtag at the end, but nothing behind it. Just a hashtag. So it'll just be like Bucks win, and then like a hashtag at the end. Like it's almost like he doesn't know what he's doing when he tweets.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Dude, check it out
I'm gonna check it out right now.
Yeah, check it out right now. Just look, go to his page and look at his tweets. They all have a hashtag at the end, and there's nothing behind it.
Does he tweet a lot? Hold on, let me see.
Decent amount. I feel like
for the Bucks, he put hashtag champs. But yeah, he 50 hashtag freak and then hashtag nothing.
Yeah, they're, like most of his tweets are like that. There's just like a random hashtag at the end. It's like
one more, One more hashtag. Amazing hashtag.
It's so weird.
As much as I can't stand this fucking guy, because he's a diva. He truly is a diva.
Yeah.
He's always has that shit-eating look on his face, like he wants to rip the wide receivers' heads off or he's pissed off at the linemen. As much as I go through all that, I would love for the Giants to trade for him.
Wow. I mean, is that still in play? Like, him being traded? Like,
if he turned down all that money and an extension, Green Bay at some point has to say, all right, what else can we do, right? What are you going to do? So you got to move him.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be something, especially since, you know, you figured it would have happened already, right? I mean, it's got to happen any day now. He's got to get in a training camp and get going here. So
I think
they're gonna play hard. They're gonna play hardball with him.
Okay, so if you play hardball, he'll go play Jeopardy. He'll go host that Jeopardy for a year.
They'll be like, okay, we'll start our quarterback that we traded up for. No problem.
That guy is trash, though. I think he's not.
No, I know.
Yeah. And I heard a lot of people meeting with him. So after the match in Montana, Tom Brady sat down and talked to him and said, You can't sit out. Your team didn't sit out. You just won the MVP. I heard Peyton Manning and some people be getting in his ear telling him, you absolutely cannot sit out here. You have to play football. Your time is limited. But I don't know.
Well, look what they did with Favre. I think that organization, like, they're very traditional, old school. They're gonna play tough.
But you could do that with Favre when you have Aaron Rodgers in the wing. It's like, just have Julian Love or Julia. I don't even. What's it? Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a nice name that can, you know. Packers, they seem to be on a string here of tenured quarterbacks. I could see Jordan Love being the quarterback there for 12, 15 years.
You gotta be good.
No,
you
I
gotta
know.
Be good.
It's weird. It's a lot of pressure.
It'd be weird
seeing the Packers like go 3-13. I feel like every year they have a winning record. They go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? Since like we've been watching football, that would be really odd to see them suck.
My prediction is he's gonna be a Denver Bronco.
I mean that's the team, right? I mean that was the initial big time speculation was the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And the ironic thing is, if they do the deal with Denver, most likely they'll get a couple of stud wide receivers coming back. So then they're gonna have good wide receivers or no quarterback.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What is Devontae said? He has Rodgers back, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh shit.
Which is like kind of awkward because like that obviously that's his boy, but if you have his back then it's kind of like you're okay with him leaving also, which is like the guy who's gonna make you, you know,
he's probably throwing his support behind Rodgers. He doesn't want to pick it. That's his guy, you know, he's the one throwing him the ball, making him rich.
But exactly,
at the same time he definitely wants him back. Like, they can't, he don't want to be on the Packers with Aaron Rodgers.
He's so Rodgers, I mean, he's such an interesting guy. He's so, like, California cool. You know, like, I wonder, like what he does on a daily basis. Like, are him and Shailene just, like, hiking, like, somewhere in, like, Northern California in, like, Humboldt County? Just, like, smoking weed, playing the ukulele. Like, just...
Yeah,
he's ukulele. Just, like, not a care in the world, not worried about it. Like, players are showing up to camp. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like, what's happening? Like, I don't... It's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks, what happens with that.
Yeah, like you said, it's training camp time.
Yeah.
It's here.
Let's go. So.
It's here.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
so the Jets signed Elijah Moore and Tucker. I think they just signed Moore like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And Tucker last night. So only a freaking quarterback is unsigned.
What's up with that? Why is that taking so long?
I think... I don't know. I think it's all like the language, like the signing bonus amount, but they'll get it done, but it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing this kid play. I'm excited.
Same. I'll be glued in.
I think he's going to be really good or just an epic Hackenberg bust.
Nah.
Eh.
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid.
It is the Jets. Always got to be afraid. Yeah.
Not with the number two pick. No, this kid's a stud. He's going to be good. I want you guys to win. Listen, New York sports got to come back, all right? The Knicks going to come back. The Jets going to come back. The Giants better freaking have some wins. But we have some picks. If not, we'll get a quarterback. We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll talk about baseball again, but not now.
They still play that?
Yeah, I don't know. Tough to get into, but yeah. Anyway, anything else, guys?
Nope.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. We did it.
Well, so what's the next plan? We're going to do a draft recap after the draft?
Yeah, draft. Sure. So draft is next Thursday. So, yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of NBA stuff to talk about. Draft, free agency. When's free agency again?
I think it's got to be...
What, NBA? It's like a week after.
Yeah, and then Summer League starts in Vegas.
Summer, okay, so it's a week after. Okay, I mean, there's gonna be shit going on, trades, there's gonna be shit to talk about. NFL,
I'm telling you, draft night is gonna be wild. There's gonna be so many trades, our heads are gonna be spinning off the everywhere. It's gonna go crazy. And the Knicks are gonna draft a bunch of guys. I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm gonna hop on YouTube.
I will help you, Juice.
I'm gonna watch 10 minute clips on YouTube and I'm gonna be sold. Yeah. Championship.
Yeah, of course we're gonna be sold. Yeah. Of course, yeah, and and we're gonna have to talk about the Olympics. No, not gonna happen. But yeah,
I'll watch a little swimming.
No.
Yeah, not of course. Like I think we've talked about this few pods before. Just you know, it's cool to just it's always on for like 2 weeks. It's on like 24/7. But I don't know. There's gonna be no spectators. It's just gonna be like
whatever. When does that even start? Hello.
Doesn't that start like in a week? Yeah, I hear you. Doesn't it start like in a week or something?
This weekend I think is opening ceremony.
Yeah. But there's no spectators, and you know the USA basketball. They've already lost like 2 games, right? I know they were exhibition.
Yeah, but once the games start, they're gonna kill everybody.
Yeah,
JaVale McGee's on the team now.
What is that about? What is that?
I have no idea. They needed a shot blocker, they said, or some shit like that. And then,
I mean, what?
And Keldon Johnson. I mean, that's Pop's guy.
That's Pop's boy. Like, yeah. Okay, I get that, but JaVale McGee, really?
They probably asked around. Guys just didn't want to do it. You know?
Yeah, it has to be.
Deal with the time change and all that. There's like, eh. It's not that serious.
Put Noel would be better than McGee. Jared Allen.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But
there's so many. That's weird. It's just a weird pick.
Yeah. So. All right. All right, guys.
Julius. Like Julius should have been on.
Julius. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why wasn't
Julius?
Like Berman of the Post, he must have a tweet like every hour, like will Julius make the team? Yeah, like will Randall be picked? It's like, did they even consider him? Like, I don't know.
Guess maybe they figure like just the way he plays, he's kind of, I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe he's not a good international player.
I don't know. Just not the right fit.
He does everything though. He can pass when he wants to be.
Yeah, he averaged 6 a game. I don't know. Yeah.
Whatever.
Two things for the next pod I will bring, right?
I will bring
a review of the Kanye West album, which is dropping tomorrow. I'll bring
this tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow night. And then the second thing is I'm going to have a new cowboy accent because I've been watching so much Yellowstone. So
yeah.
What channel is that on?
Yellowstone? I watch it on Peacock.
The heck is Peacock?
But what network is it usually on?
Paramount.
Paramount, right. Yeah, I gotta get into that. But speaking of Kanye,
I got Peacock because of my love of the WWE. See, Peacock bought the WWE network, so now all the WWE content is on Peacock. So I got it for that,
and now I have all these movies and shows like Yellowstone, which is great.
Nice. Is that connected to NBC?
NBC, yeah. They got The Office. They got all this stuff.
Oh, okay. That's the Peacock.
I feel like Yellowstone's on another network, too. I got to say. I feel like it's like it, you can stream it somewhere else, too. I'm not
the
sure.
Definitely Paramount.
Definitely Paramount, though. Okay. Yeah, I got to look into that. And then the Kanye album, I was just reading about that. Cause him and Kim got divorced. And he talks a lot about it, supposedly. But isn't the album named after his mom or something like that?
Yeah, it's named after his mom. But I heard he didn't say anything bad about Kim. Like, this rap is more, it's more a little bit old school. But he still talks about God a lot because the last album was gospel. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always kind of out there. It's hit or miss, but... He's got some banging CDs, man. So we'll see. Maybe it's a hit. Maybe it's a dud. Who knows?
Did you see him courtside at the Big Three next to Ice Cube wearing a ski mask?
I thought I saw him at every single finals game. He's a big NBA fan.
No, he was...
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
No,
he's boys with Durant and Harden. I know that.
Well, Durant was at his...
Harden loves little baby.
Yeah, he loves little baby. No, Durant was at... Kanye's listening party in Vegas. And
yeah, he's throwing a big one in Atlanta tomorrow.
Right.
In the football stadium, I believe.
But I read in this article that he like broke down at the listening party, like crying, like talking about his divorce or some shit. I don't know. But like, check it out. Like, he was sitting next to Ice Cube at a Big Three game. It was like the same night as one of the finals games, and he had a ski mask on. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Like, he's out there.
Yeah, he's out there. He is out there for sure.
He's a modern day music weirdo.
Yeah,
you know, like how many of those were in the 80s? And
no, he's
our version.
He's an artiste. That's what he is. He's an artist, you know. So, but yeah,
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, all right, we gotta go.
Take care from here.
Take care.
Peace.
You're welcome.